Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
8:26, wrapping up that 8 o'clock coffee mix on a Taco Tuesday, September the 2nd. Good morning, everybody. It's the Bill and Jessica Show.
Good morning. Mostly sunny today. Highs in the mid to upper 70s.
All right, standing by. We have Mayor Rick Bean on the hotline. We'll talk with him in a sec. Talk about Labor Day weekend. Tons of stuff to talk to him about. So looking forward to talking to Mayor Rick. Also, after that, we have Marnie Barron going to be in studio, president and CEO of Soultree LLC, author of a new children's book called Every Moment Matters. It's a mother and daughter collab. So looking forward to talking to her. We also got a 47 ABC update coming up. So much. Let's do this.
Wake up, Delmarva. Bill and Jessica are live, loud, and bringing the energy.
Never, ever gets old. I love it.
Only on Power 101.7.
Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Jessica.
How you doing, man? How's everything going? First day of school today in Worcester County?
Yeah, it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe the kids are all, you know, going up another grade. As we all know, that happens very quickly.
Yes.
And it's absolutely amazing how it becomes September 1st, and immediately it feels like fall weather.
I know.
I mean, it's almost like the calendar clicks, and we turn into the most beautiful time of the year, and that's September weather. So it's beautiful out today.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I wanted to ask you, how did Labor Day weekend turn out in town? Because I know the weather was a little bit cooler, you know, and, you know, I mean, we were like in the 70s, I think. But we actually got a chance to go down to the boardwalk two nights. We went down there. Yeah. Bryce went down there, our son with Buddy, and went on the rides and stuff two nights in a row. And then Tracy and I went down there and ate at Flamingo. We tried it for the first time. Very good, by the way. I know I've been talking about it. But, you know, it looked like a good crowd down there. How was, you know, everything in town this weekend?
Well, I think it was a good weekend. You're right. It wasn't great beach weather. There were people out on the beach, but it was great weather. And you just talked about it for being on the boardwalk and out and about and enjoying everything else in Ocean City. And there were big crowds on the boardwalk and at all the restaurants and everything. I think everybody that came had a great time, made the best of it. Some of them went out on the beach for a while. It was still warm, just a little breezy. I was riding my bike both Saturday, probably Sunday and Monday, and big crowds riding bikes on the boardwalk early in the morning. So
yeah.
I think it was a really nice weekend in Ocean City.
Nice. Now I know you like to frequent, you know, local businesses and, you know, restaurants. You get around town, did you get a chance to, you know, go out to eat anywhere? Or
it's hard for me to remember now. We went out to a bunch of different places. We tried the new restaurant, Ocean and Scales, downtown where the old marina deck used to be.
Okay.
And of course, that's a Peter Elias restaurant, the same gentleman that has Spain. And they totally remodeled. It is beautiful. The food was fantastic. Nice crowd. Really highly recommend. That was a great restaurant. He's also opened a bakery on 14th Street at the Commander Hotel. I was there yesterday morning, and great pastries, nice breakfast, great coffee, another nice new place for those that are looking for something new in Ocean. Last night we went and celebrated Labor Day at Coins Pub. Teenage Rust was playing, so the band and all of our friends were there, so it was a great way, and we were there for a while, and after they finished, we went to one of our favorite places on the boardwalk, Franco's Pizza.
Oh, yes, and, yes.
You know, kind of closed out the evening and the Labor Day weekend at Franco's. So, busy weekend, lots going on, lots of time spent with friends, and, you know, way to cap off the first part of the season here at Ocean City.
I know, I can't believe it. Now that, you know, we're past Labor Day weekend, a lot of people call this the second season, you know, local summer in September or whatever. What are some things like that, you know, we can look forward to, that you're looking forward to, Mayor, in the month of September and, you know, as we roll on?
Well, you know, it gets busy right away. This weekend, Wine Fest will be in town, down on weather looks very good for that, and that's really a nice event. Lots of wines from throughout the entire area. and some crafts and some different products. You can sit out on the beach on the picnic tables and listen to the band. And it's a great way to spend a few hours. I'll be down there Saturday, I believe, from 4 to 7. We always help out. It's for the Cricket Center, so we always help out, volunteer, and help with pouring beer down there. So we'll be down there. We also have our first seafood festival this Saturday up at Northside Park. I hope to be up there earlier in the day on Saturday. And that should be great. You know, a real authentic, you know, seafood festival with crafts and all kinds of seafood and entertainment and beverages. And, you know, what a great way to have that first weekend right after Labor Day as we just kick into the fall season.
Oh, man, can't wait for the seafood festival. Look, I mean that's right up my alley. I will say that. Love all the seafood. a lot of you know, local restaurants and, you know, the best, only the best at the seafood festival.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a big hit, and we're really excited about that. Maybe bring people into town that, you know, haven't been here before. You know, every time we do a festival or an event, you know, we're always looking to not just attract return visitors and locals, but also to introduce new people to Ocean City. And once we do that, they become our visitors. So all of these events are not only fun, but they're very important to the economy of Ocean City.
Absolutely. Two quick things that I wanted to ask you about, Mayor. On a little bit more serious note, I saw an article out of the OC Today Dispatch, like I do, follow them, talking about Ocean City considering maybe some more regulations on these electric scooters. Wanted to get your take on, you know, the situation. I know that I saw actually a big local business person comment saying that if there's more, you know, regulations and things happen where they're not allowed to, you know, ride on Coastal Highway or like different, you know, spots, that it could hurt employees and employers because it's one of the main forms of transportation. Maybe, you know, a suggestion was to make a dedicated lane or allow boardwalk use. Can you talk to us a little bit about, you know, where you're at with that and what the council's talking about?
Yeah, the council has a big concern about the safety of those that are on scooters and the safety of the drivers on the highway, because the scooters, so many of the scooters, and honestly some of the bicyclists as well, don't obey the traffic signals. And they don't stop at the intersections. They fly right through the intersections. And, you know, it's an extremely dangerous situation. I don't think ban is what the word would be, but we're really looking to see what we can do to improve that situation and make it safer for others. What a somebody just came across me in a scooter right now. What a tragedy would be is if one of these young adults was hit. And a tragedy, too, for somebody that's doing all the right things in their automobile and somebody cuts right in front of them. So, you know, it's a situation that I don't think affects just Ocean City, but they're seeing it everywhere. So I've asked the county, I've already contacted the Maryland Municipal League, and I'm going to be talking to legislators in other areas to see if they're experiencing the same problem and what we could do, you know, to just make it safer. You know, we constantly increase our awareness programs. We'll continue to do that. But, you know, this is a call out to all the locals, too. We need everybody to obey the traffic laws. If they see you on your bike or your scooter obeying the laws, they're more likely to do it as well. So we really all have to do this to make the roadways just safer for everybody. So we're going to have a conversation. We're going to look at ways to do that. And, you know, like I said, the whole key is public safety.
Well, you know, and it's funny that this came up because we see those electric scooters and guys riding the electric scooters all over the place. I mean, we live in Ocean Pines and they're all up and down Racetrack Road, 589. Ocean Pines is a huge, you know, community, as you know, and they're everywhere. I mean, I can't believe how many that I've seen over the past year, the electric bikes and the electric scooters that people are using. You know, so it's crazy. I know they have to follow all the laws and stuff, but I can't believe how fast some of them go. I was a little bit surprised at that because it's almost like you might as well drive a car. I mean, they go 40 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour. It's like it's crazy. So
they're so vulnerable on those scooters, and you'll see them many times though going down Coastal Highway, they won't have lights.
Yeah.
Well, what I learned, which I was surprised, is the scooters have lights, but often they don't turn them on because they don't want to drain their battery. Well, You know, those are the kind of things that we have to overcome.
Got it.
If it's the way and something we're going to see more and more of in the future, we have to figure out ways to make it safer. And that's what our goal is, and to protect everybody. So it's a big issue. I think it's probably an issue throughout the state. So we're going to take a look at it, see what we can do.
Okay. All right. Very good. Yes. All about safety. We appreciate that. And then, you know, that, you know, we couldn't end the interview without asking you about offshore wind because, you know,
any update?
Big issue. Yeah. I think there was a big update. Are we at the point now where they've killed the bill? I mean, is this, you know, like something that, or at least like is on hold indefinitely? Is that what's happening here? Is that what I've been seeing?
Well, I think the momentum has shifted dramatically in our favor. The federal government is going back to the court stack for a voluntary remand of the project back to BOEM for a total review. That's what we have been asking for because we believe the project was fast-tracked and all the proper procedures were not followed in order to get this project moving forward. So that's extremely important. And I believe once that happens, it may probably stop the project. Unfortunately, in some ways, you know, the Department of Transportation has pulled the funding for improvements to Sparrows Point in the Baltimore Harbor, and that certainly will cripple the ability of U.S. Wind to proceed. I hate to see funding that could support our Baltimore Harbor be pulled back. I'd rather see it be reallocated, you know, towards other improvements that could be made, even if it's for the Key Bridge or whatever, because we do support the redevelopment and the rest of the state as far as their development and federal funding. But in this case, I think what's being proved and resolved is the fact this is not a project worth investing in. It's not reliable, it's not sustainable, and it's not affordable. So we're very optimistic. You know, we're hoping to continue to work with the state. You know, if we can be part of the future for renewable energy, but this certainly is not the project.
Well, I know that Governor Wes Moore made some comments, not happy with, you know, the whole situation. Are you guys, like, working with them? I mean, I guess they have not heard, you know, the concerns they don't agree with. Like, how's the relationship, you know, with Annapolis?
Well, with the governor, it's basically the elephant in the room. And, you know, and that has, you know, halted other conversations. But this is just one issue. You know, we're a big state, we're a big country, and there are a lot of other issues, and we all have to work together to resolve those. This particular case, you know, we're looking out at the local government level, supporting our community from the local government level, which is exactly what we should do. And I think many people in Annapolis respect that and understand that. And I hope the state does as well.
Wow. Okay. And, you know, I saw Larry Hogan teasing another run. I don't know. I don't know if you saw that or not, but.
I've spoken to the governor a number of times. So, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, who knows, that could be a possibility. Bill, Jessica, before I get off, I just want to say one thing. The town of Ocean City really suffered a significant loss last week with the passing of Dr. Berger.
Yes.
And for everybody that knows Dr. Berger, you know, he came to town and, you know, after a very successful career in Baltimore as a physician and entrepreneur, and took ownership of the Sheraton Fontainebleau Hotel. And he really became a fixture in the hospitality industry in Ocean City. He was a terrific leader. A terrific gentleman. So many people, and I could name them, and you would know who they were supported and helped by Dr. Berger for them to become successful. And he was just a fabulous individual and a very giving person. And there's some things in our community I don't think ever would have happened without Dr. Berger. He took hospitality to another level. He was always there, the first one to raise his hand when we needed somebody to help us out in Ocean City or to help others out, and certainly a strong proponent of the convention center. And when we had our Blue Ribbon Committee, it was Dr. Berger that helped lead that committee to the approvals to expand. So he and his wife, Carrie, her daughters, to Jackie, his daughter, you know, our heart thoughts and prayers go out to all of them. Gary and Dr. Berger were a fabulous couple. They were the envy of so many others because they had such a great partnership. And I'm very upset. He was a dear, dear friend. He's going to be missed. And everybody just send their thoughts and prayers to his family.
Yes, absolutely. Another Ocean City legend. I mean, it's, wow. Too many we've lost over the years, man.
The key is, we lose these great people is to remember them and to remember what they did and use that as an example to follow, because they certainly set the bar very high for all of us.
Absolutely. Mayor Rick Meehan, as always, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for checking in. We appreciate it. We wish, you and your family and grandkids and all that a great, first day of school, a great school year. And we look forward to talking to you in week after next.
Okay, look forward to it. Hope to see you guys. Maybe see you at the Seafood Festival. And then all the kids that went back to school, good luck. Here you go.
Yeah, it's on. Thanks, Mayor Rick.
Thank you.
Have a good one.